realized I
just pressed record on the backup. What's up?
I've got the terrible hiccups all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You got to know where you're saving your files, because it looks like I just save my monologue in the why isn't anyone talking about this file.
They're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Who the hell?
That's fantastic.
Let's just drag that right onto the desktop there.
Sure.
I think I'm going to need a moment. Until
I was going to say, do you want to like, do you want me to scare you? Do you want to run around the block? Or do you want to like, I don't know, what cures the hiccups?
I'm going to hold my breath.
Okay. I will not make you laugh. And this is where I just want to... I want to interrupt your process so badly, and it's a bad idea. I don't want to do that, but
you do.
But I do. Because I think it would be hilarious.
All right.
This is all great B-roll, by the way.
Closing that project. I haven't started recording. I mean,
I'm
guess
recording.
You got that. Damn.
That's why I have this thing. I don't think in all the you've never had hiccups.
No.
Yeah.
Certainly not this bad.
I guess that's a good thing.
Here, what we need is...
Is love, sweet love?
Fashion show background
music. Oh, okay.
That would have been hilarious if that happened in my monologue.
Oh, that sounds like a fashion show.
These graphics are hilarious.
Oh, it's a YouTube. Wait, so it's fashion show background music, but it also has visuals of a fashion show? So if your fashion show goes awry, you can just cut to that all of a sudden.
It says, fashion show and catwalk background music maximized by Alumo. An upbeat and energetic dance track featuring driving beats, catchy bass lines,
I'm wearing
lines,
so
and melodies,
little, but I'm walking down the catwalk. Check me out. Do the turn. Blue steel. Walk away.
Also perfect for beauty gurus, vloggers, and YouTubers.
It's a good thing we're a vlogger.
But we're not.
No, we're not.
Hey, my brother Dan's calling.
Yeah.
Should we take
pipe
this?
Pipe him in, man. Here. Put him in this thing.
Here we go.
Oh.
Come on. Work.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what up? You're live with the Sprocket Podcast.
How are you, Dan?
Oh, no. I called at that time.
No, don't be sorry. Be excited. What's new with you, Dan?
Not a whole lot.
Hey.
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Who do you listen to in the morning? What's your favorite radio station to listen to in the morning? FM, XFM, X90X.XFM.
90XFM, FPM, X Wolfman, Jackman and the Wolfman. Ow!
.net.
That's like a jackhammer and the wolfman.
Damn straight,
hey,
sir.
How about all this construction?
I know. How about that local sports team?
Yeah, the monkeys did it up tonight with their sports balls. And the team.
In the sports. Check out the sports balls.
Hoo-ah!
The Panthers beat the Wolverines in a 5-5 matchup against the ball in the hoop thing.
Wolverine!
Where you kick the ball and it goes in a croquet racket hoop. I don't know.
Croquet. Hey, guess what?
What?
We were not going to have a guest today.
But now we do.
But now we do.
Wow. Is your guess Jack Hammer or is it the Wolfman? Oh,
it's good to have you, Wolfman. You know, this is all going in like the outtakes.
Outtakes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, did we offend you?
I mean, you know, this is part of the show. Yeah.
This is a role, right? I've given you a material.
Sounds like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Hey, Dan Flores, when you're in Portland and you need a beer, where do you go?
I don't know, like wherever you guys take me. There's that German place.
Could I recommend the beer mongers at Southeast Division and 12th?
Hello?
Hello?
I'll take that as a resounding yes.
I can't hear very
well. Here, wait. Let's try this again. So you're going to answer with the beer mongers at Southeast Division and 12th, okay?
Okay.
That's your answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Dan Flores, when you're in Portland, where do you go for a beer?
I always... Can we try one more time? Now I got it. Okay.
Hey, Dan Flores, calling from Hawaii. When you come to Portland, Oregon, where do you go for a beer?
I always go to Beer Mongers at Southeast Division in Portland. Oh! Bang, bang, cacao.
There we go.
You're welcome, Sean. That's for free, man.
So what's going on, Dan?
If you want me to do it again, then it costs. Then it costs money. No,
it's fine.
We're good.
What's up? What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I almost killed a biker.
What?
Again?
I'm just kidding. Again? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you remember my story about the other guy?
Yes.
He was, like, all in black, and then I was taking a left, and then he pulled out in front of me. Okay, but it wasn't that one. I was actually closer. That one was actually closer. This other one, it was this homeless lady on a bicycle, and she stopped and started yelling at me. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Wait.
I didn't know what to do.
Like, she just stopped to yell at you, or, like, did...
No.
Did you, like, cut her off, or... Like,
I was pulling out of a Safeway. I was pulling out of a Safeway, and it's just this narrow alley, so, you know, you can't see.
Oh,
so
right,
I guess
right.
I should have stopped first before the sidewalk and then pulled up so that way I can see the intersection or the street and then turn right.
That is correct.
We
that
surveyed
is what,
two professional bus drivers.
That
they
is
both
what
said,
you're supposed to do.
That was what I was supposed
that
to do.
That is why
yes.
the stop
just,
sign is a little bit further
the,
back
yes.
from the intersection. You stop, you clear yes. the sidewalk, then you roll
yes.
forward.
Yes. So, I don't know. I don't
sorry,
know
did you call for pity? Because we're probably not giving
I got
it
none
to
of
you.
Them. Isn't it? I can't believe the Sprocket Podcast wouldn't take my side on this issue. Like, why are you driving in the first place? Why aren't you on a bike?
We understand. Sometimes it's not the convenient option.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially in Hawaii, probably not even the safe option.
It's although, not really.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many pedestrians have been killed since you've been there?
No, I don't know about killed, but I know quite a few have been hit.
Yeah.
Like Ryan's girlfriend was hit twice.
Jeez.
And then yeah. Ben was on a moped, he got hit.
What?
I never heard that. Oh yeah, he got hit by him like it was a hit and run.
Yeah.
One guy hit his moped, and then he got all bruised up on the right-hand side.
Oh, shit. Dude.
Yeah.
He never told me that.
Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe Ben would tell you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He never told me that.
Oh. Yeah, he was pretty bruised up. It was like, it was mostly on his hip, like the upper thigh.
Where he landed,
where
probably.
That joint, yeah, where he landed. Well, his helmet was all scratched up.
Get a new
helmet. Thank goodness he had a helmet on. There you go, Aaron. That's what you got to do.
I'll have you know.
Pro helmet.
I will have you know that Aaron wears a helmet every day these days.
Except these last couple weeks, because I sent my helmet back to the company to get a replacement.
Right. Well, the warranty covers you while the helmet's in transit, right?
Hey, shouldn't it?
I would think.
The company will cover that.
Yeah, of course.
You cover my brain damage, laser helmet. Because
they didn't send a replacement helmet?
Because the replacement hasn't come quick enough.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like they should just send you a new one and then you send the one back? Like, that's how helmet warranties should work.
I mean, it's maybe a little bit more complicated than that because I'm kind of,
Don't incriminate yourself.
I plead the fifth. And that's all we'll say at that point.
There we go. I mean, this is all still on the record.
That's right. That's right. I forget. Like, sometimes, like, I'm being recorded.
Distract. Oh! What about those Yahoos in government these days? When are they ever going to get their act together?
Yeah.
How's Portland doing? How's Portland been?
All right. We just got a new mayor.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, cool.
Not the one I voted for.
It's not the one I voted for either, but that's because I didn't vote.
That's never the case, yeah. You never get the mayor you want.
No, but we get the mayor then that we need.
We get the mayor we deserve.
So Batman's your mayor? Batman's the mayor of Portland?
Weren't there like 40 candidates or something?
There was a lot. Which is funny because there was... I do feel like we're kind of verging on the realm of morning radio now.
We are. How about that mayoral election?
There was at one point, like, it was just Ted Wheeler, and everyone was like, what are we going to do in the mayoral race? We've only got one candidate. Charlie Hills won't run again. What's going to happen? And then it was, like, maybe in the last 6 months of the race.
Yeah.
Just everybody came out of the woodwork.
Right. I voted for the lady who makes the best biscuits and gravy.
There you go.
Yeah.
She makes biscuits.
More importantly, the mayor you guys have right now, is it a pro bike mayor?
We don't know.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Didn't even come out in, like, the debates? Nothing?
I'm sure it did if we watched them.
I didn't listen to the debates.
I didn't. I didn't either.
It's just a bunch of people yelling at each other. I mean, it's like...
It's theater, man.
I want to hear what the candidates have to say, not what they have to say to each other.
Was it the Democratic Party that won, or?
I mean, mayoral, it's like a nonpartisan election.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we have nonpartisan mayors. We're Portland.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys are so much more progressive.
Aren't we? We're being progressive by being non-progressive.
Wait, you mean you have more than just two parties?
No, I mean
we have no parties.
No parties. Portland is a city devoid of parties.
Who really
Don't tell
won,
my
though?
Mom.
Is he like, but is he really a Democrat or is he really a Republican?
That's always the question. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's probably Democratic because, like, he was in Salem, and anybody who gets to Salem in Oregon is a Democrat.
That's true.
Yeah. So it seems, anyways.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. So
I'm gonna. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, when are you coming back to Portland?
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Be out there, be at work.
Sorry, you broke up there.
What was that?
August.
You were like, I'm going to be, and then there was like the sound of like paper bags or something going on.
He's packing all of his stuff.
Well, he just came from the Safeway.
Right, all of your carry-ons are paper bags.
Oh, are you at the airport now?
It's going to be a long flight.
Surprise!
Thought we'd save it until you got here. No, that means we need to have another Xmas special.
Yeah. I'm for it.
In August.
Yeah, and then we'll bike your ass to Multnomah Falls.
Yes.
Well, no, we can just bus now.
We can.
Oh, you've
You're
been
right.
listening.
I just take the bus.
That's right.
I'll beat you there.
But you can take your bike on the bus, and then you can say you biked there.
Actually, Anna posted on her Facebook and tagged me in it saying,
now
you can just take the bus.
Right.
And then I wrote on there, the Sprocket Podcast was it request that you bike to Multnomah Falls if you are able?
Correct.
Something like
that. That's
bike. It's something like
true.
Bike as
yes,
you are
I,
able.
I will fully back that statement. It's great. It's one of my favorite bike rides.
That was a long bike ride, but that was a good bike ride.
But it was
definitely
a good
memorable.
Bike ride. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely memorable. Yeah. So I applied to this math program. It was like a week long school, and I'm not sure I'm going to get in.
Okay, but if you do get in, because you will.
If I do get in, then I'm going to spend a week in Eugene, and then the week after that, I'm going to Portland.
Oh, cool. Well,
but if I don't get in, then I don't know. Then I don't know what I'm going
to
do. Well, I guess go to Portland, or maybe I'll bum around in Vancouver for a couple days, and then, I don't know, I haven't decided.
Vancouver, B.C., or Vancouver, Washington?
B.C.
Oh, okay.
I mean, might as well. Well, I mean, just for a couple days, I got to at least check it out.
Sure. I got a passport, so I could go over there now.
Yeah. For it. Well, here's the thing. I applied to the school. And then a friend of mine said, hey, what did you write for, like, your cover letter to the application? It's just a week-long school, and I don't even understand why we have to apply.
That
it's not
weird.
Like there's high demand for this. Like, how many people want to go to summer school?
For math.
Not just math, like graduate-level math, like homotopy theory.
Not really. No. Not really.
So I meant to forward a letter to my friend with my cover letter. And I just said, hey, this is what I wrote them for what it's worth, whatever, right? And I accidentally sent it to the school again, so they have two copies of my cover letter. One just a regular professional one, and another one with me saying, here's what I wrote those losers. What a bunch of a-holes. So... might not get into that school.
I don't know. I mean, if they're that uptight, you know, you probably wouldn't do well at that school anyway.
It's academia. Well, it's only a week long, but it's academia. Everyone's uptight. Well, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what's going on anymore, man.
No one does.
It depends how fragile their egos are. If they're real fragile, then they're real uptight.
Ooh, math, math professors. Mm.
I mean, what can I say? I don't know. That's probably horrible to say, but I said it. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I think you should say it again.
It's not like your future professors are going to be listening to us.
Probably not. Well, who knows?
I'd be interested. How many mathematicians listen to the Sprocket podcast?
Ooh.
Write in.
That's a good question.
With your favorite equation.
Seriously.
Yeah. Also.
N plus one.
That's
right. Write in describing the outer morphisms of S6. There's only two.
Okay. I'll take your word for it because I have no idea what the hell you just said.
The outer automorphisms of S6. There. That's what you need. That's
Essex?
What you need.
Like outer Essex? Like. Sussex?
No,
and
S as in the
like
letter
beyond
S.
The rail stations.
No, S, the symmetric group, S6.
Look, he's all like offended now that we're like maligning mathematical.
No, I'm talking about math, goddammit.
This is serious. I'm uptight.
I have a master's
degree. At stake here. This is serious. I'm not joking. You think math is a game? You
don't
think it's a motherfucking game?
Don't you dare divide by infinity, goddammit all.
Yeah, bad things will happen. You can take the limit as a number goes to infinity and divide by that.
What the fuck?
Actually, divide by zero is the cardinal sin. You can't divide by zero.
Oh, dude, unless you're the Pet Shop Boys.
Is that a song?
No,
the first track on Please.
Is Divide by Zero?
Divided by Zero, in which they sampled a speaking math.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
2 divided by 0. Zero. Yeah, it was, yeah. Go
Wait,
listen to it.
It's just zero? See, yeah, if you divide anything by nothing, then you just get that number. How?
It slips into the abyss.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
But you can. You they taught that. Me in it's elementary just, school. Zero divided into anything is zero.
No, it's a non-existent number. You divide anything by zero, you get illogical nonsense. Then you're not doing math anymore. You're just drawing funny symbols on paper.
Then you're doing philosophy.
Then you're doing something else.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
If you have, because you're starting off with something. Like, let's say you take a number, right?
Right. And by dividing it by nothing, then it's still that nothing.
Wait. No. Take a cake, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Take a cake.
I do.
Divide it by two. That means you put it into two equal pieces.
Right. Yes. So now you have two halves.
Now take the cake.
Yes.
Now take a cake. Divide it into zero equal pieces.
Nobody gets any cake.
There's no cake anymore.
If I can't have any cake, nobody gets any cake.
Okay, I get it now.
You're not doing math anymore. It's just theological nonsense.
Zero is selfish.
This is eighth grade math with Dan Flores. He's got a master's degree to explain eighth grade math to two grown men.
Right, who are admittedly in second grade level.
I divide at a second grade level.
Dividing by zero is when you take, like, it's like King Solomon with his cake.
And babies.
He cut it in half and, like, it went away.
That's right.
Yeah.
He said, I will cut this cake in half. By cake, I mean baby. Whoa, what are you doing?
Thank you, the Bible.
No one. Yeah.
And if you listen to the Pet Shop Boys
Think
song.
Think of the children.
The Pet Shop Boys song is all about two divided by zero means we have no relationship. So really, like, the Pet Shop Boys are making the same point.
Yes? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
Admit to us that we are right.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay.
I cannot back the mathematics of any division by zero under any circumstances.
Easy enough.
Well, hey, can... We should probably let you go and do an actual show here.
Okay.
it's like 7:30. We're like an hour into our show.
We have an hour left.
That's fine. Sandy, I have to give Sandy a ride here in a little bit. Her car overheated, so I've been partying Ben and Sandy around. I mean, willingly. They told me I didn't have to, but I was like, man, I'm not doing anything.
You're a good guy.
You don't have a whole lot going on. Yeah. Are you? You're teaching though, right?
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm doing absolutely nothing. I'm reading my own stuff. I'm just doing stuff on my own.
That's what you should
do. I'm reading books
in Hawaii.
Well, usually,
yeah.
Wait, aren't
usually
you,
I'm?
Aren't you like going to school though?
No, I've just finished. I finished a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So. I have nothing going on right now. It's awesome.
Well,
best day of my life.
It's a good time. Good time to talk to you. Glad we caught you here.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call and say hi to Aaron before I go pick up Sandy.
And you got me.
I got Brock as a bonus. As a bonus.
It's good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, good talking to you guys too.
Yeah.
So I'll be out there. So you know,
sometime in August.
Let's spike it up.
Let's make this happen.
Let's go to Multnomah Falls by bike.
All right. Twice.
Yes.
Let's go to 100 waterfalls. There's so many.
100 waterfalls by bike.
Yeah, that could be a documentary.
Wait.
100 waterfalls in 1 week.
Dan, do you like to camp?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Okay. Do you want to bike and camp?
Yeah.
Do you like drinking beer?
You think I can get away with just hammock and tarp?
Or I could lend you some stuff.
We got stuff. I mean, you probably could get away with hammock and tarp. Many people have, but...
But the other questions, do you like beer?
No, really? I hate it.
Really?
You're a liar.
And lastly, do you like...
I've never touched the stuff.
I'm
never.
Dividing shit by zero from now on, exclusively.
What?
Anytime I need to divide anything, it's going to be by zero.
I'll just infer the answer is yes. Last question, do you like trains?
I like any form of public transportation that lowers emissions of greenhouse gases.
What about freight trains?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I like
Because if we do what I'm thinking we do, that means you have to sleep next to a freight train going by every like hour or so.
I thought we were going to hop a train.
No, but I was thinking like we go out and camp by Thunder Island Brewing.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Yeah.
We should do
that. I don't think I've ever been there.
No.
You have not.
It's past Multnomah Falls.
You would love it. You would love it. We could take... We'll go easy on you. We could take the bus to Multnomah Falls.
Ooh, yeah.
And then ride the rest of the way to Thunder Island.
And I won't take the bus because I'll leave the space open for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I won't take the bus because I got to prove myself to myself.
Which means you drink coffee at Multnomah Falls until we get there.
Can't you just take the next bus?
I guess.
No.
But don't tell him that.
Oh. Is there only certain spaces on the bus for bikes? Or?
Yes.
I think there's like space for two.
Three.
Three.
Wow. Yeah. Oh.
Take that, TriMet.
Boom.
Well, yeah, I'm going to let you go.
I'll probably talk to you before August. I mean, I know I will.
So. I hope you do.
Yeah. That would be weird if we didn't.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Peace. Later, Brock.
Bye.
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 Well, that was a fun surprise.
Yeah. What is that for?
Happy ukulele background music.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, little
royalty
kids.
Free. Welcome to the Sprocket Podcast, where we're about to talk to Dan Flores in Hawaii. And also...
Oh, he's playing with the string.
You know what? Ukuleles exist in Hawaii. That's why we're playing this right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
It all comes that? Together.
That is a Scottish fold cat. Its ears are folded.
I am unaware of the Scottish fold cat.
It's probably the kind of cat that you would like.
I like you, most cats.
You do like most cats.
Yeah. Not in my house, but I like other people's cats.
Okay, this is actually beginning to annoy
me.
There's like 3 more minutes of that?
That's fantastic. I'm all in.